was looking out at the fading light and thinking of drawing the curtains to shut out the chill when I saw a coach lumbering up the narrow road. I gazed at it in surprise because we'd had no visitors since March. And then, as the coach turned the corner into the castle courtyard, the wheels slipped on the icy road and the coach slewed round towards the precipice. The horses whinnied with fear and the driver nearly fell off the box as the brakes screeched and failed to grip. The coach banged against the stone gateway and came away lighter by a great strip of paint. I jumped and cried out, and then, at the last moment, the wheels gripped and the coach rolled through into the courtyard. The girls ran up beside me and watched as the coachman got down and leaned shivering against the large back wheel and mopped his forehead before opening the door of the coach. Out there stepped, cool as you please, a skinny old gentleman in black, who looked at the coachman as if to say, "Nerves, I advise you to have him cut out, my man, and braided into a whip, the better to guide these shambling nags." Dusted off the flakes of snow that had had the impertinence to settle on his bony old shoulders, and made his way across the white courtyard, where the darkness was already beginning to pile up in the corners, as if driven there by the wind. Johann the footman opened the castle door and let out a great quantity of light, which leapt inside again as soon as he shut it. The coachman began to unharness the horses with many head shakings and gesturings to the groom, while the girls tried to guess who the visitor might be. They were English, not Swiss at all, though they picked up enough of our language in the time they'd been here to sound like natives. Lucy was 12 and Charlotte was 10, and I wasn't much older myself, but I counted myself more fortunate by far, because I had a mother still alive and a brother, and no grim uncle like Count Karlstein. They had no other relatives, and since their parents had both died in a shipwreck, they had no choice but Count Karlstein or an orphanage. And if they'd known what he'd be like, they'd have chosen the orphanage without a second's pause. They'd been here a year now, poor things. He'd been here for 9 nearly. Old Count Ludwig Karlstein, the previous count, had died without an heir, so the estate had passed to Count Heinrich Karlstein, a thin, dark man, much given to gnawing his nails, muttering to himself, and poring over works of German philosophy at midnight in his stone-walled tapestried study. Nothing so bad in those things, of course, but he had other defects, such as a temper you'd have had put down for its own sake if it had been a dog, a vile, sarcastic tongue, and, worst of all, a kind of bright-eyed delight in being cruel, whether it was to a horse, or a dog, or a servant, or a little niece from another country with nowhere else to go. But there it was. He was the master. And, meanwhile, Lucy had remembered who the visitor was.
"It's the lawyer, Charlotte, the old man from Geneva. He gave us that dark sweet wine and some cake while we waited for Uncle Heinrich."
"Meister Highfish?"
"That's right. Perhaps he's come to take us away again. Can he do that? Do you think he can do that, Hildy?"
"Hildy, go and find out. Go and listen, please."
"I can't do that. They'd throw me out for good, and then where would you be? Just wait and see. That's the best thing to do."
Lucy made a face, but she saw I was right. And as it happened, none of us had long to wait, because only a minute or so later, Frau Müller, the housekeeper, as surly as a goose, and with the same way of leaning at you with a long neck when she was cross, came bustling in.
"Miss Lucy and Miss Charlotte, you're to go and wash yourselves and brush your hair and come down to your Uncle Heinrich in 10 minutes. And you, Kelma, put that sewing down and get along to the drawing room. Detweiler fell over in the courtyard and broke her ankle, stupid girl. So you'll have to be the parlour maid for the time being."
They were hustled away, and I took a candle and hastened down to the drawing room. Poor little Susie Detweiler. Count Karlstein had made her cry 3 times yesterday, and now she breaks her ankle.